Welcome to Rise and Rank with Rank Pass Podcast, Google Business Profile Edition. The only podcast giving you step-by-step guidance to make your business stand out and shine on Google.
We're your overly enthusiastic and highly caffeinated hosts, Kai and Eileen, here to help you turn your Google Business Profile into a lead-generating machine.
Join us every Tuesday for the hottest local SEO tips and tricks to boost your visibility on Google and outshine your competition.
More clicks, more calls, and more customers. And we try to keep it fun.
So let's rise through the ranks together, one Google Business Profile tip at a time. Okay, let me hit you with a question right out the gate. Have you ever Googled a business, clicked on their profile, and their photos looked like they were taken on a flip phone from 2003?
Oh yeah, like blurry, dark, sideways. One even had someone's thumb in the frame. I was like, is this a bakery or a witness protection program?
Exactly. Look, running a business without good visuals is like showing up to a first date wearing a ski mask. You might have good intentions, but nobody's sticking around to find out.
Mm-hmm. So today, we're digging into the magical money-making world of photos and videos on your Google Business profile and how not to scare off potential customers with flip phone camera energy.
This is Google Business Optimization from RankPast. Today, we're serving up a big old side of GBP photo optimization strategies with a side of sass and a sprinkle of sarcasm.
I'm your host, Kai, your favorite fun-sized firecracker of Google profile wisdom.
And I'm Eileen, lover of good coffee, great content, and high-res photos that don't make your business look like a haunted house. Let's roll! All right, Kai, hit me with it. Why are photos and videos such a big deal? I mean, it's just a Google profile, right?
That's like saying, it's just my face on Tinder, right? Come on, visuals are your first impression, your digital handshake, your business's version of, hey, look at me, I'm awesome.
And without them, you're like shouting your best sales pitch into a pillow. Nobody's hearing you.
Boom, straight facts. Here's the juicy data. Business profiles with photos get 42% more direction requests and 35% more clicks to websites.
That's huge. It's basically like handing Google a megaphone and saying, please scream about my business to the neighborhood.
Exactly. Now imagine you're searching for a bakery. One profile's got zero pics. Nada. The other one's got gooey brownies, a smiling staff, maybe even a slow-mo cinnamon roll getting iced.
Ugh, stop. I'm hungry now. And yeah, unless you hate joy, you're picking the second one. Every time.
So yeah, if your GBP is looking like a dating profile with no photos, technically complete, but no one's swiping right, my friend.
All right, so what should folks actually upload? What's the visual recipe for local GBP deliciousness?
Yes, let's cook this up. First, the must-haves.
Exterior photos, so your customers aren't driving in circles yelling, where is this place?
Guilty. I once drove past a business three times because their profile pic was just a tree, like one tree.
Right? Then we've got interior photos. Show off the vibe. Are you cozy like grandma's house or sleek like a Bond villain's office? Let those pics do the talking.
Add in product photos, close-ups of those cabinets, cakes, couches, whatever you're selling, make it pop.
Don't forget team photos, real humans behind the biz. Bonus points if someone's wearing a costume or doing finger guns.
And videos, oh man, this is where the magic happens. Show your staff in action, happy customers raving, or a fun behind-the-scenes clip of your crew dancing with mops at closing time. Make your business seem human.
People eat that stuff up. It makes you relatable. Memorable. Like that fun uncle who always brings fireworks to the barbecue.
Okay, but Kai, real talk. How do we make sure those photos don't look like they were taken during an earthquake?
Okay, let's talk image best practices, aka how to not upload flip phone camera energy. Use high-res pics. We're talking minimum 720 pixels wide. Anything less is a crime against marketing.
The ideal size, according to Google, is 720 by 720 pixels wide.
Also, size matters. Image file size matters.
Right, Kai, got it? Size, file size matters. File size matters. Okay, if, like, your images load slower than a sloth on vacation, people will bounce. Faster than a toddler on a trampoline. You're looking for the smallest file size that doesn't distort the image. The max file size Google accepts is 5 megabytes, but try to keep the images around 100 to 200 kilobytes.
And name your files like you care about the user experience and SEO. img_0047.jpg, boring and not helpful for SEO. Victoria Kitchen Renovation Before After.jpg. Now that tells Google exactly what's going on and contains a target keyword, Victoria Kitchen Renovation.
Think of Google as your curious aunt at Thanksgiving. If you don't feed it the facts, it's going to make something up. Give it details.
Now, this part's for the service area businesses. You folks without storefronts, we see you, and we've got a pro tip you're going to love.
Ooh, I love a good secret weapon. Lay it on, Nikai.
Send your crew into the wild, aka customer homes, with their phones, snap pics, film short clips. But how do they upload them to their company's profile? Isn't that part a bit of a pain in the you-know-what?
Yes, it can be a pain if you don't know where to go to upload your pics or video. Here's the 411. Get your employees to upload media to your profile as a normal user would. Since they're doing this on their phones, just open Google Maps and search for the company. When the profile pops up, it has the buttons at the top in blue. Call, save, share, and then some others off the screen. Swipe to the left and click the dot 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 more menu and click add photos.
Okay, so it doesn't sound too difficult, but it is still quite the process. Tell our listeners why they should be going through the effort.
Because those pics, they've got location data. So latitude and longitude, for example, baked into the image based on the location they were taken. It's like a GPS cupcake. Google eats that stuff up.
Cool. So let's say you're a closet installer in Victoria, and you do a job in Oak Bay, a neighborhood within Victoria. You upload a quick video walkthrough of that custom walk-in. Google goes, ooh, they work in Oak Bay. Noted.
It's like breadcrumbing for the algorithm, but without the birds.
All right, Eileen. Time to recap this beauty. Ready?
Hit me with that sweet, sweet GBP photo optimization summary.
Visuals make people click, call, and visit. Boom.
Exterior, interior, product, team, and video content equals the dream team.
Uh-huh. Use high-res images. Optimize them so they load fast. And for the love of rankings, rename those files with target keywords. But remember to still make sure it describes the image.
And service area heroes, called SABs or service area businesses, upload those on-site pics to claim your territory like digital pirates.
Yes. Look, optimizing your Google business profile visuals is like putting makeup on your business, but the kind that doesn't melt off, clog your pores, or freak people out.
It's about showing the best version of your biz. Authentic, appealing, and unforgettable.
All right, legends, that's it for this episode of Rise and Rank with RankPast GBP Edition, where we took photos from Snooze Fest to Heck Yes.
Make sure to follow, subscribe, and visit us over at rankpast.com for even more spicy tips on how to crush it locally. And hey, if you learned something today, how about showing us some love and leaving a review on Google or on the podcast platform of your choice?
Until next time, stay visible, stay vibrant, and for the love of Wi-Fi, please stop uploading flip phone quality photos.
Thanks for tuning in to Rise and Rank with RankPast Podcast.
Want more tips and tools to increase your clicks and customers? Head to rankpast.com/GBP for full episode details and free resources.
And hey, don't forget to leave us a review. And tune in every Tuesday for more ways to make your Google business profile shine and climb the ranks.